Welcome to the deep dive. Our goal here is pretty simple. Give you, the folks in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena, information you can actually use to make things better, well, in your own lives and right here in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're digging into the May 10th, 2025 newsletter from John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry's No Agenda News.
Yeah, and it's quite a mix this time. Lots of different topics.
Definitely. Covers everything from, well, Mother's Day to some pretty serious global politics. We're going to try and pull out the most interesting bits for you.
Sounds good.
And hey, if you find this kind of breakdown helpful, you can chip in to support us at thinkanddactlocally.com/donate. That link's right there in the show notes.
Okay, so where do we start? That newsletter, like you said, is packed, maybe with a Mother's Day theme. Seems timely.
Good idea. Yeah, they mentioned their next show, May 11th, is a Mother's Day special.
Right. And what caught my eye was this idea they have about wanting to recapture the sort of glory and love for mothers that they apparently saw during the COVID period.
That is interesting. So they're contrasting that with what maybe how things were before the pandemic, a kind of ambivalence or something.
Seems like it. Yeah, maybe suggesting that crisis made people appreciate, you know, those fundamental relationships more. Mothers often being central to families, right?
Makes sense. It felt like a lot of things got reevaluated then.
Definitely. And they don't just observe it. They actually encourage listeners, call your mom, tell her you love her. Simple, mm-hmm. Direct.
Always good advice.
And they mention a link, too, about the history of Mother's Day. We don't get the details from this snippet, but it hints there's more to the story of the holiday itself. Something maybe to think about even locally here this weekend.
Okay, so from Mother's Day, let's shift gears a bit. How does a show like No Agenda actually keep the lights on? They talk a lot about funding in this newsletter.
They really do. And it's quite varied. They outline several methods. There's this V4V value for value donation model.
Right, I've heard of that. It's like listeners decide what the show's worth to them and donate that amount using PayPal or Stripe, they mentioned.
Exactly. It's a very direct kind of support. Then there's the EP, executive producer donation. That's apparently a bigger amount and comes with a real media credit.
So it's framed almost like an investment in the show itself, not just a simple donation.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. And interestingly, they still take physical checks sent to a P.O. box in California.
Old school.
Right. Okay. And they even take non-USA checks in foreign currency, which suggests, you know, a pretty broad international audience.
That's commitment on both sides, really. They also mentioned some kind of service that sends checks for you, though no specifics given.
Mm-hmm. The whole point they seem to be stressing is that they are listener supported. Your true independent media is the phrase they use. No corporate masters, no advertisers calling the shots.
That's a big draw for many people these days looking for alternative voices.
Absolutely. And they have recurring options too, subscriptions, like $33.33 a month, $11.11, even $4 a week, which they break down as 75 cents an hour.
Huh, okay.
And a $50 a month knighthood layaway. So lots of different levels trying to, you know, fit different budgets.
Okay, interesting model. Now, the newsletter takes another turn into some pretty heavy global stuff. They mentioned Trump's UK trade deal again, briefly.
Yeah, something they've apparently covered before.
Yeah.
But then they get into, well, the potential for a nuclear exchange between Pakistan and India.
Wow. Okay. That's serious.
Very. And they mentioned this kind of grim theory from some unnamed geopoliticians that such a disaster might actually be what forces the world back to the table on nuclear disarmament.
What a terrible thought that it would take something like that.
It is. But the newsletter does add a caveat. They say most analysts don't see that specific scenario leading to World War III. Because of the alliances involved, it wouldn't necessarily escalate globally in a simple way.
Okay, a small bit of less terrifying news there.
Right. But they contrast that with Iran and Israel.
Hmm.
Iran allied with Russia, Israel with the U.S. They seem to think that situation is potentially much more dangerous in terms of nuclear risk.
And Ukraine gets a mention, too, as another flashpoint.
Mm-hmm. Highlighting the, you know, the fragile state of things globally.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, let's bring it closer to home. U.S. politics, there's a whole section on Casey Means.
Right. Trump's reported pick for Surgeon General, apparently replacing a previous nominee, someone pro-vaccine, who resigned.
And there's pushback against Means.
Significant pushback, according to the newsletter. and they speculate about the real reasons. They kind of brush off the surface criticisms like her not being a currently practicing doctor or being what they call a woo-woo tree talker.
So what do they think is the real reason?
Well, this is where it gets really specific. They propose this idea of a cabal stemming in and about the Navy upper echelon.
The Navy, what's the connection?
Their argument is Means isn't military, and specifically she isn't Navy. And then they drop the statistic. They claim 25 out of the last 27 Surgeon Generals have been Navy Admirals. And before that, about half.
25 out of 27. Wow. If that's true, that's quite a pattern.
It really is. So the newsletter basically calls it Navy privilege, a tradition with, they say, no real justification other than just, well, tradition.
And their conclusion is that Means is facing opposition simply because she breaks that tradition.
That's their hypothesis.
Yeah.
She simply breaks with tradition and has to go, is how they put it.
Mm.
And they criticize the mainstream media for supposedly not even mentioning this angle.
Hmm. It's definitely a different take on that appointment news. Food for thought, anyway.
For sure. Gives you another lens.
Okay, shifting tone completely now. Pope memes.
Ha, huh, yeah. Apparently, the previous show discussed a new American-bred pope from Chicago.
Okay.
And so this newsletter announces that all the memes included in it today are pope-themed. In celebration.
Well, that's something. A bit of levity, I guess.
Seems like it.
And finally, they mention their regular feature, Hypocrite of the Week, but they don't actually name the hypocrite in this part of the newsletter.
Right, just that this segment exists.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered quite a bit there. Mother's Day reflections, media funding models, global tensions, Surgeon General politics, and Pope memes.
A real mix.
So thinking about all this, especially for our listeners, in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, what's the takeaway? How does this connect back?
Well, I think it shows how interconnected everything is, doesn't it? Global politics, national appointments, these things eventually ripple outwards and can affect policies or even just the mood and concerns that filter down to our local level.
Yeah, understanding that bigger picture, even the weird parts like the Navy tradition thing, maybe helps make sense of the news we see.
Exactly. And that discussion about independent media funding, that directly relates to efforts like this one, right? Trying to provide relevant local information right here in Southeast Houston depends on community support. Absolutely. That's exactly why we do this, to give you information that helps you think critically and, well, act locally. It's about empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do find value in what we're doing, exploring these kinds of topics in depth, please consider supporting us. It's thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Every bit really does help us keep this going for Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
And maybe a final thought to leave people with. This dive really highlights how often there are underlying structures or, you know, traditions influencing events, like that Surgeon General example.
Mm.
It makes you wonder what other hidden currents might be shaping the news, both globally and maybe even influencing decisions made closer to home. Something to ponder.